Imagine a simple pie chart, and a tiny diet-sized slice of that pie is everything we know, everything we see, all the atoms in your body and in our galaxy, and all the stars and dust and planets within and outside of our solar system. The very large remainder of that pie? We have no freaking idea. Penguin Random House Audio presents We Have No Idea, A Guide to the Unknown Universe by Jorge Chom and Daniel Whiteson. Read for you by Daniel Whiteson. Introduction. Would you like to know how the universe began, what it's made of, and how it will end? To understand where time and space come from? To know whether we are alone in the universe? Too bad! This book will not give you any of those answers. Instead, this book is about all the things we don't know about the universe. All the big questions that you might think we have already answered, but actually haven't. We often hear on the news about some big discovery that answers a deep question about our universe. But how many people had heard of the question before they learned the answer? And how many big questions are still left unanswered? That's what this book is for, to introduce you to the open questions. In the chapters ahead, we'll explain what the biggest unanswered questions in the universe are and why they are still mysteries. By the end, you'll have a deeper grasp of just how absurd it is to think that we have any clue what's going on or how the universe really works. On the upside, at least you'll have a clue as to why we don't have a clue. The point of this book is not to make you feel depressed about what we don't know, but to fill you with a sense of excitement about the incredible amount of uncharted territory left to explore. For each unsolved cosmic mystery, we will also reveal what the answers could mean for humans and what mind-blowing surprises could be hiding in each unknown. We will teach you to look at the world in a different way. By understanding what we don't know, we can see that the future is still full of amazing possibilities. So strap in, get comfortable, and get ready to explore the depths of our ignorance, because the first step in discovery is to know what is unknown. We are about to embark on a journey through the biggest mysteries in the universe.
All right, here we go.
Rolling sound, quiet.
Here we go. Ready?
Speed.
126.7.
Ready? And action!
Chapter 1. What is the universe made of? In which you learn you are quite weird and special. If you are a human being, we'll go with that assumption for now, then you probably can't help but be a little curious about the world around you. It's part of what it means to be human, and it's part of why you're listening to this book. It's not a new feeling. Since the dawn of time, people have wondered about the answers to some very basic and very reasonable questions about the world around us. What is the universe made of? Are big rocks made of smaller rocks? Why can't we eat rocks? What is it like to be a bat? This last question is the title of one of the most widely cited philosophy papers of all time, by American philosopher Thomas Nagel. Spoiler, the answer is, we can never know. The first question, what is the universe made of, is a pretty big question. It's big not just because of the topic, it doesn't get much bigger than the universe, but because asking what the universe is made of is relevant to everyone. It's like asking what your house and everything in it, including you, are made out of. You don't need a deep understanding of mathematics or physics to understand that this question affects each and every one of us. Say you were the first person to ever try to answer the question, what is the universe made of? A good approach would be to try the simplest, most naive idea first. For example, you might say that the universe is made of the things we can see in it, so you could answer the question by making a list. Such a list might start like this: the universe, me, you, that rock, that other rock, those rocks over there, etc. But this approach has major problems. First, your list is going to be very, very long. It needs to include every rock on every planet in the universe. And it needs to include your list itself. It's also a part of the universe. If you require that the list includes objects as well as the bits inside them, then it could be infinitely long. If you don't require the list to mention the bits inside objects on the list, then you could have a list of one element, the universe. Clearly, this approach has big problems however you go about it. But more important, making a list doesn't really answer the question. The kind of answer that would be satisfying wouldn't just record the complexity we see around us, the near infinite variety of stuff we see in our surroundings. It would simplify it for us, too. That is precisely the triumph of the periodic table of the elements, the one with oxygen, iron, carbon, etc. It describes every object that humans have ever seen, touched, tasted, yes, including that time in third grade your friend tasted a lizard, or thrown at each other, all in terms of around 100 basic building blocks. It reveals that the universe is organized under the same principle as Legos. With the same set of tiny plastic blocks, you can make toy dinosaurs, airplanes, or pirates, or create your own hybrid flying dino pirate. Just like Legos, a few basic building blocks, the elements, allow you to construct many things in our universe: stars, rocks, dust, ice cream, llamas. This organizing principle, where complex objects are really arrangements of simple objects, allows us to gain a deeper understanding by uncovering those simple objects. But why does the universe follow the Lego philosophy? As far as we know, there is no reason why such a simplification is even possible. As far as the first cavemen and cavewomen scientists knew, the world could have worked in lots of different ways. All that cave scientists Ook and Grug had to base their ideas on was their experience, which was consistent with lots of different ideas about what the universe was made of. It could have been that the number of kinds of stuff was nearly infinite. In such a universe, rocks could have been made out of elemental rock particles. Air could have been made out of elemental air particles. Elephants could have been made out of elemental elephant particles. Let's call them Dumbotrons. In that hypothetical universe, the table of the elements would have a nearly infinite number of items. Or, even weirder, we could have lived in a universe where things are not made of tiny particles at all. In such a universe, rocks would just be made of smooth rock stuff that can be cut into smaller and smaller pieces forever, and the knife you use to cut them would be infinitely sharp. Both of those ideas were consistent with the data collected by Professors Ook and Grug in their famous rock-banging experiments. We mention these possibilities not because we think this is how the universe works, but to remind you that it could have been how part of the universe works, and it might still be true for other kinds of matter in the universe that we have not yet explored. That's why the unanswered mysteries of the universe that you will discover in this book should make you feel inspired and excited rather than frustrated or demoralized. They reveal how much we have left to explore and discover. In the universe we know and love, the things around us appear to be made out of tiny particles. After thousands of years of thought and research, we have a very fine theory of matter. True, science in its modern form with experiments and data and lab coats is only hundreds of years old, but the history of thought on these questions is thousands of years old. From Ook and Grug's first experiments to the modern day, we have surpassed the periodic table and peered inside the atom. Matter as we know it is composed of atoms of the elements listed in the periodic table. Each atom has a nucleus surrounded by a cloud of electrons. The nucleus contains protons and neutrons, each of which is built from up quarks and down quarks. So with up quarks, down quarks, and electrons, we can build any element from the periodic table. What an achievement! We boil down our list of the universe's ingredients from infinitely long to the 100 or so elements of the periodic table, and then to only 3 particles. Everything we have ever seen, touched, smelled, or stubbed our toes on
Sample complete. Ready to continue?